Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time to bring on the weaponized woman, and that would be Keita Bussey, and she brings with her a guest today, and I'm going to let you introduce him simply because I don't know how to describe. I'm very aware of the product, but I don't know how to describe it. So you, Keita, you do, and good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yes, of course. So here's the thing. You are a listener. You are what's important. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the CERT pistol. So if you've heard of the CERT pistol, pay attention because this is the guy, Mike Hughes. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, Keita. Bill, pleasure and honor to be here.
So tell us about you, what you do, where you're at, what you're up to. Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, absolutely, Keita. Well, super. Yeah, I mean, just as you mentioned, the CERTs come out about 12 years ago now. Super simple device, very self-centeredly created for myself, just to have a shot indicating resetting trigger, just to have the very basics to train manipulation, to train draws, to train reload, to train compromised shooting positions, all the movement in shooting. So, yeah, it's back in, I think when we first met Keita in 2012 and such, where we're both competing and everything, and that was the initial drive was for myself, self-centeredly, and it kind of grew from that to a full-on business from there.
Yeah, so tell us about your business. What are you doing now?
Well, yeah, it's essentially the concept of just high volume self-diagnostic training has just grown. As we've talked before, just looking at pistol craft, looking at training with rifles and pistols, because we also have a rifle model with a stick, but the CERT fits in there to extend it into a full AR-15 chassis. But all that training, it needs to be done in high volume. I mean, and so much of the training is this manipulation. As far as just establishing your grip and working on your point shooting and getting reps and reps and reps of say, for example, the feel of this is your Glock and extending out and shooting. And our gun is made from the ground up, so it's completely inert. It's this totally separate unit with a resetting trigger. And, that just allows you to get those reps, just reps, reps, reps. And it's a product and this and that. And, maybe it's a plug. It's more about just a culture of making training convenient, making training part of your lifestyle, making it fill a little bit of white spaces in between the day with that high volume training, but scattered throughout. So I think that's kind of the deeper message of something to take away here.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our audience here. You guys listening. I know there's some diversity, but maybe you're older, retired, and you're just sitting around at home. This is something you can just play with, sitting on your couch, watching TV or whatever. Or maybe you're younger, you're working, you're very, very busy. You can't get yourself to the range. This is something you can just sit around and play with when you have 30 seconds here and there, and that's it. or whatever your situation is, this is something you can fit into whatever your schedule may be with no ammo expense.
Well, I like that term, play. Kita, I mean, you say, and I actually like that. I mean, play. I mean, literally, you know, draw and try to shoot a light switch across the room. Like try to, you know, it's a mindset, I think, is an appropriate way to put it, is play and try to point shoot a target 15 yards away, you know, across your whole room and such. Because, you know, to make that training sustainable and to make it effective, you know, once a month going to the range, although live fire is so important for recoil management, slide lock stimulus, and malfunction recognition
index,
and clearance.
I would argue the index is more important.
What's that? Sorry?
I would argue that the index is more important than recoil control.
Yeah,
I mean,
your initial index.
They both are.
Totally, like with your grip establishment. So I think everyone should get some level of training on their grip establishment and how they grip and establish that grip in a very consistent way. And I think you have some wonderful material on that, which they can refer to. But then the trick is just to do it in high volume and get some feedback of that. That's the thing people got to understand, like that index, right? That the feel of the gun is what you use to point it, essentially. And you don't want to make it a closed-loop process where you're getting the excessive feedback from the sights. You want to have that skill of sight alignment, but I just want to reiterate and stress that shooters really should work on that open-loop style of establishing your grip, sending around fearlessly, and it's basically seeing where it is to where you want it to hit, and then make any adjustments, you know, thereafter, to really hone in that index, that natural point of aim, essentially. And that can be done. Yeah, that's all pre-ignition, right? So that's done in extraordinarily high volume upstream from, you know, taking it to the range and validating your skills you trained.
And we've talked recently about having that gun be an extension of your body. And with the cert pistol, that's something really easy to do because it's not a life gun. It's not something that is going to go off and you can just kind of play with it in your house with kids around. No big deal. Of course, you're still going to maintain muzzle control and finger off the trigger and all those things and practice that. But I've trained major league pitchers and baseball players in movement, and they have all told me that they sleep with a glove on their hand if they're a catcher. They sleep with their baseball. They sleep with their bat, whatever it is. So it becomes sort of like an extension of their body. So as shooters, we need to be doing the same thing with our guns. And this is a great way to do that where, yes, it's just like a gun, but it's sort of a simulation. It's totally safe. It has a laser so you can see exactly where it's pointing so you can get those trigger reps in where with a real gun, the trigger is going to go dead after the first trigger pull. So you don't have to keep racking it. It just keeps going. And you have the laser showing you how your trigger pull is, how your aim is, how your index is, all of those things. And it's basically like a toy, but you're getting that familiarity. You're getting those reps. And you can actually, you know, I don't know if you want to take it to this level, but like the baseball players say they sleep with their glove, their bat, their ball, whatever. Make it an extension of your body. Maybe you don't want to take it to that level, but just have it right by your couch and get those reps in on a light switch or whatever it may be.
Yeah, Kitty, you've touched on a few topics there. We could go in further depth. Let's start with just...
go for it. You got it, Mike.
Well, I tell you what, hold before you go any deeper, coming up on the first break, Mike, how do they find out about the CERT pistol?
Where they go to nextleveltraining.com or CERTpistol.com, and yeah, we'll take care of you.
And Kita.
180firearmtraining.com. If you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, I will send that to you. Just email 180firearmtraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back.
I'll say I like you better than Bill.
Which, that's nothing new. That's not a new thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Keith DeBussy. Her guest is Mike Hughes. He is the developer of the CERT pistol, which is a training, a very unique training aid. One thing I've never, with the CERT, Mike, does that thing actually recoil when you pull the trigger?
No, not at all. And quite frankly, that's impossible. The only way to get recoil, this goes back to Newtonian physics, is have a mass accelerate away from you. And that would be with live fire. So we don't want to try to emulate that.
Okay.
With expanding gas. So yeah, that we have a
even
great recoil management training
tool
with live fire.
I didn't understand what you said, Keita. What did you say?
I'm so sorry. I said even with CO2, it's not the same.
Right.
But sorry, go ahead. I totally
agree. No, that was the only question I had, because I've never used a CERT pistol. I've had lots of people tell me, you know, Bill, you should train with a CERT pistol. That's outstanding. Point me in the direction to go get a CERT pistol, but I've never found one. So, and I haven't, you know, I'll be honest, I haven't looked that hard. So I'm sure they're quite plentiful. It's just never been something that just popped up in front of me or that I have actively pursued. Although,
yeah,
I was
an impulse buy, so we don't quite put it as, you know, Facebook and social media, they slaughter us, as we all know. And
right.
You know, so yeah, they don't make life easy for us, do they?
No. Well, you know, that's a good thing about radio. Right now, even the New York Times, they're saying, how do we combat talk radio? They can't combat me, so I have that kind of thing happening. So anyway, you guys, you are about to go deep there. Mike, please take it to the depth.
Oh, before we get into that, we signed off, and I said I would sign my book, I Like You Better Than Bill.
Yeah.
I have to tell you why I'm so jaded. So, this is an ongoing thing. It gets pretty intense sometimes. So my last email from the last person who requested a book from me and wanted me to sign it.
Yeah.
This is their email. A couple of questions. My address will be APO, so this dude is in Europe, obviously,
somewhere,
with the whole Ukraine thing.
Right.
Can you sign it as follows? I miss you exquisitely with all my heart, my body, and soul. You are my eternal beloved, and I am yours forever. Signed, Keita. These are the kind of requests that I get, which makes me go the other way and be like, I like you better than Bill.
But I'm the Bill that's in question there, Mike.
Yeah, so these kind of requests are the reason that I'm so obstinate and such a B-word when I sign things. Like, no. And I respond to him, like, I understand you're a Conus, and I understand you are where you are. And I said to him, F no, I am not saying that.
You just need to tell him that for every book that doesn't have I'd Like You Better Than Bill in it, you got to pay me a quarter.
Well, now I'm thinking maybe I should say I like you better than, or I like Bill better than you.
I wouldn't know how to act with that.
Oh, my goodness. This guy? Like, I like Bill way better than him.
Anyway. Anyway, anyhow, you guys go ahead and Mike, you're about.
Anyhow, the CERT pistol. Sorry for that tangent, but man, I got that email, and it's been like so many on top of so many of just this. Like, tell me I'm the most sexy electrician on the planet, and tell me this and that when you sign my book, and I'm like, nope, buy it on Amazon. Like, please. Give me my 5% cut and buy it on Amazon so I don't have to write that.
I'm going to have to make a special request now that you mentioned that there, Keita. That's got to get creative.
Right. So anyway, back to the CERT.
Right. Well, super. Well, actually, in that last statement you had before break, Keita, just regarding a baseball player, there's about 4 points there at least to unpack a bit, and I just took some notes here. One is just to look at a sport, and I think there's this split in the industry of looking at firearms like through a sporting lens or through a self-defense lens or sometimes hunting or what have you. And I think what we can draw from sport, even if you don't compete or one has no desire to, is just the raw passion that follows the training.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a sport. And there's a few ways that I think passion gets fueled. Sometimes it's very internal. I think the best way when it's internal, like take baseball, because you just mentioned that one. Let's just run down that in a parallel lane.
Yeah. Let's
but you get better at hitting. I still remember as a kid, like, throwing, and all of a sudden I get my body into it and stuff, and it felt so good. And there was feedback on every throw. It would hit, it would, get higher. I never could really get a curveball or anything going, but you liked it. It was an end in itself. It was fun. And I think with training, in a very conceptual core level, we have to tap into that. And to tap into that, it's these little wins one gets from, let's go back to index shooting, point shooting. Like, okay, you take a little class on grip and grip establishment, and you're starting your draw, and you're defeating your garment. Maybe use a little timer, like a part timer, or just, one off your phone, and your first buzz, you start. Second buzz, you try to finish it and get a shot off. Something very simple. And you get addicted. A very healthy addiction.
Yeah.
Think, okay, that was 1.5 seconds. Let me try 1.4.
Yep.
Yeah, basic countdown timer. That's all I'm saying, right? Not even shot recording, just some sort of feedback to force you to go faster. And that's very rewarding. Then you go further back, and then you maybe try for upper A zone, like headshots or body shot, bigger shots, target, but still relevant target sizes based on your goals. So that is so important, whether you sleep with your glove, you sleep with a cert, or, but it's really tapping into some raw fun, and I think sometimes we get so wrapped around firearms and the seriousness of them because you have to have safety protocols and there's implications, strong implications. They're necessary tools to defend against a tyrannical government.
Hang on to the tyrannical government. We talked so much about the key to pursuit by the guys buying the books that we ran up against the
already
clock.
There. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. This is the Weaponized One with Key to Bussy, and this is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy around the world is slowing. The International Monetary Fund slashing its projections for economic growth to 3.2% this year. Next year's forecast looks even weaker, with the IMF citing inflation and the war between Ukraine and Russia, among other factors. The Commerce Department will release new GDP figures Thursday. Republican Congressman Michael Walz is critical of the Biden administration's handling of inflation, saying it won't deter Russia's president from the war on Ukraine.
As long as gas prices stay as high as they are, Putin will have as much as he needs to continue his war machine.
Record-breaking rainfall is causing flash flooding near St. Louis in Illinois. So far, one person has died, and at least 70 people have had to be rescued. USA Radio News. As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, fentanyl continues to be smuggled in the United States.
Two Washington state men were arrested for smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills in potato chip containers. Juan Hernandez and Alejandro Velasquez were arrested after agents casing a parking lot in Bellingham saw them with the duffel bag and made the arrests. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More coronavirus cases in the United States are being blamed on the BA5 variant of Omicron. The CDC saying it's responsible for about 82% of the variants that are in circulation for the week that ends on Saturday. It comes as President Biden's doctor says the commander-in-chief was likely infected by that variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Key to Busting the Weaponized Woman, her guest is Mike Hughes. He is the developer of the CERT pistol. What's the name of the website where they can go find that again, Mike?
Go to NextLevelTraining.com.
NextLevelTraining.com. What is CERT? What is the acronym for CERT? What is that?
Yeah, it stands for Shot Indicating Resetting Trigger. The two basic functions of the tool.
Yeah. That, for all, I mean, what, there's 15 million new shooters out there today, and you've entered a world where the ammunition that you buy today is a lot more expensive than I paid for it.
Right.
This is a way to gain that upper edge, is to go get you a CERT. Get you a CERT pistol. Key to take it away.
Yeah, go ahead and continue where you left off.
Yeah, we talked, just going to your baseball analogy, of sports having passion. And next, I think, extension of what you were saying, Keita, is the convenience factor. And we ignore this quite a bit when we set up training protocols and goals and what have you. I mean, we can do all those steps, but if training's not convenient, it just doesn't happen or doesn't happen as frequently. And that's why, like you mentioned, I mean, sporting goods are around, you know, at the ready, But I mean, honestly, when we have a CERT pistol, this line right on, because it's inert, built from the ground up, right on our table. And I've been doing this myself for 12 years now, right? Just being the developer.
Yeah.
And still to this day, I mean, even right now, I'm doing this little discussion we're having. I'm doing single hand shooting while holding the other phone up to my head and trying to get dots, not dashes across my room on a small little target.
Tell us about dots, not dashes.
Dots,
what
not
does that
dashes.
Mean?
Yeah, that's the trigger control aspect. I mean, it's, you know, trigger control is so simple, right? Let's break the shot on the pistol without moving the muzzle, without moving the barrel around.
Well, hang on.
But
let's stop right there, because our audience, I mean, typically they're getting to the age where they're having struggles with accommodation. They're probably moving to a dot because they can't see. So you can see this with a dot on any gun if you have an optic on there. So listen to what Mike has to say about dots, not dashes. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to train with your live gun right now and you have an optic, which is not a bad tool to put on your pistol. Two things. One, you can just single rack it and pull the trigger and try to keep that dot steady, because it's going to move more than the muzzle will, just with the way the curvature of the lens and the way that works. And the cert works the same way, because, you know, literally this, very closely, because the laser's on the wall and you'll see it move. It's, you know, a little bit of movement is extrapolated much larger when it's out there several yards, right? You know, 10 yards or so. So trigger control is so important, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but trigger control is so important because these little trigger mechanic mistakes of a pushing it low left if you're a right-hand shooter become huge mistakes when you're under time tension, time duress. I mean, a lot of times when we shoot, we just don't have the luxury of time. So working that trigger control just rigorously and daily, and I suggest with a heavy trigger, take a cert and set it a little bit heavier steady. You know, not to where your knuckle's going to get sore there. That can happen. But that will help isolate that trigger finger from those gripping muscles, so
yes,
that trigger pull's on demand. It's just subconsciously on demand that you isolate that action from the rest of your hand, which is so critical to mastering pistol craft.
And that takes separating motor neurons. So as adult learners, that's difficult. So when you're an adult learner, I mean, if you're a child, you can basically, like, open up their brain and dump things in, right?
Right.
But as adult learners, we have to, it's basically like a roadmap, right? You can't go from point A to point B. You have to take all these little side roads to get from point A to point B based on your life experiences. So
totally.
It's a lot harder.
It's
doing
harder
something
to do
like that.
And I appreciate what you're saying, Akita. And here's the key, and it's just dovetails beautifully to my next topic, is feedback. To make a change in your motor neuron skills, in this case, let's say we're just talking about isolating trigger control. All right, that means you press the trigger without moving the muzzle. The gun stays still, okay? Simple.
Yep.
But you have that feedback. Like, if we shot basketball and we shot against a brick wall, it ain't going to work. We're not going to get better. You're not going to build Michael Jordan. But if you have
right.
very conveniently out in front of his place there we grew up, and you have feedback, you actually have a hoop, so every shot you get better and better. That gives that closes that loop. So every repetition. And I heard somewhere, I don't know if it's true or not, if that feedback happens in less than a half a second, there's something happens subconsciously to
0.18 seconds.
0.18, is that real? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. 0.18. Yeah, and that's sort of why shooting steel is effective. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's good to shoot steel when you do live fire. I've heard that. I don't know if that's true, but I it's true for me. So anyhow, I do have one final topic, if it's appropriate. It's kind of getting more in the weeds and in the detail, but I think it closes the loop on some of these things for the listeners here. You talked about index shooting, point shooting, and that really means being able to shoot just by the feel of the gun, aiming it. But one thing people should just consider and understand, and understand why it's so important, if you need your sights because the target is basically far away, if you work on your index shooting, your point shooting, a lot, and that grip establishment, then the sights are there already. All you have to do is have reps, knowing that, hey, when I'm at home with my cert and I'm shooting around, I can't really hit past 10 yards, like 30 feet in my house. Okay, I start to get a little too wide there. Okay, well, you're putting records in your intuitive database. Okay, when I get to that distance, when I'm drawing and presenting, I better pull my focus back to my sights, get a little bit more confirmation of aligning that muzzle, And then, of course, prep and break a shot at that point and getting a dot, not a dash. And that merges beautifully together in your training. Does that make sense, Kita?
Yeah, of course. So here's another thing. I think everyone listening has probably heard about the drill where you close your eyes, you draw the gun, then you open your eyes and see if the sights are aligned. Your cert gun brings that to the next level where you can actually pull the trigger and see where everything is lined up.
Yeah.
So you can do that drill and take it to the next level by pulling the trigger and, okay, is it there? And it gives you that feedback.
Yeah, and what we like to do, too, on that is the laser is it's more of a story. Like a bullet hole is more of a moment in time. Okay, it's low left. Okay, why is it low left? Did I aim wrong? Was my index wrong? Did I pull it in the last second because of, you know, did I milk the gun? And, you know, I'm touching on a lot of deficiency analysis there. But a laser, like, what we like about that,
you can see it the whole way through.
Well, I'm sorry, what's that?
You can see it the whole way through.
Exactly. And if it's a nice steady dot that's low left, hey, that's good trigger control, but guess what? You didn't aim the gun very well.
Coming up on the next break. David, how they find the surface.
What's that,
Mike? I'm sorry, Mike, how do they find the cert pistol? Why am I thinking of David? What's up with that? Mike, how do they find the cert pistol?
They find it. Go to certpistol.com or nextleveltraining.com. And, yeah, you can look for some coupon codes. I don't know. I guess I should make up a good coupon code right now for 10% off. What's a good coupon code? Let's see, something unique.
No. Let's make it something they can remember. Hang on to that thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking to Keita Bussi. She is the weaponized woman. And to Mike Hughes. Got it right this time. He is the inventor of the CERT pistol at NextLevelTraining.com. And by the way, for those of you listening to this going, well, what if they, do they make it in my gun? They make it in the SIG P320, they make it in the Smith & Wesson M&P, yeah. And they make it in the Glock. So that covers all of the grip angles out there. If it is not your particular level or your particular flavor of gun you have the grip angle, which is, that's the main thing about when you're pulling triggers with it, where your hand is hitting that grip. Was it, was that?
Oh, goodness. And Mike, tell them about your fire starter kit.
Sure, yeah. We kind of got bored. I mean, we've been in LT for 12 years, Britt and I, business partner, and we just like, what else do we need out here? Like, what do we like to do? And so we started another entity, Refined Savages, just starting out, and we figured, let's put a fire starter kit in that little spot in the back of the Glock, all right, for live fire gun. This is for live fire. So everyone should carry their, say, Glock, you know, 17, Glock 19, what have you. But what if you have that, you know, that little spot? Everyone know I'm pulling me like a right rear on the grip, you know, behind the magazine. There's an open area. Well, we've spent a ton of time, about 18 months, trying to get petroleum packs, right, very custom, a ferro rod, a striker. We custom made a striker and compressed cotton tinder. Expand the cotton, you put on the petroleum jelly pack, and you got a sweet fire starter kit. It's really neat. We're really proud of that device because it's fire. We should all have it, right? We should have that capability as a capable human to do that anytime, and we should be carrying our gun. Well, now when you carry your gun, you're carrying that. You don't have to fill another pocket or something to forget.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If any of you have a firearm, the majority of firearms, if you look at the back of your magwell, there's like this random open space at the back of your magwell, just like this open area, and you're like, what's that there for? Well, he filled that with a fire starter kit.
What do you think of that, Bill?
I like that. That's a good idea. That's That's utilizing all the space in that gun. And most of the guns you're talking about that have that space, Keita, are the polyguns, the polymer guns.
Yeah, they're all polymer.
Right. Yeah. Now, some of them, that Glock's the only one that really has a big enough opening there for that. Yeah, indeed.
Well, most polymer guns do have it. If you have a metal gun, like a CZ, you're not going to have that. But if you have a polymer gun, which most people do because they're affordable, like, even if you have a metal gun, you probably also have a polymer gun. And it probably has that space in the magwell. Just in the back of the magwell, there's like this random opening in the back end, and you're like, why is that there? Well, he found a way to utilize that space.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It revitalizes the spirit, right? Let's do a new company. Let's make a new thing. Let's do some more marketing. I think it's kind of important. I just think spiritually, if I can use that term, if it's even correct.
Yeah.
We should always have a fire. Like, I think there's something deeply ingrained in us, or biologically. Our ancestors, I think, survived the ones that were attracted to fire. And I think it's deeply rooted in us, and hypothermia, but yet maybe it's right next to thirst for, you know, as a potential risk. So why not just have that skill and put that in our quiver, right?
Well, I think on the spiritual level, I think when our time comes, as our life flashes before our eyes, if we could enjoy it so much that we go out laughing, that's got to be a plus. See, I'll be going out thinking about the time that Keita and I tried to outdrink each other in Las Vegas one time. We only had one shot each, and I mean I'm getting old, Mike, so I'm.
We weren't out drinking each other. We both had one single shot. That was
it. That's all it took for me. That's all it took for me.
Same.
You took...
Same.
So.
That's good.
Lightweights. We had already done our shoe sting for the night, and we were just sitting around just talking. And I don't remember. You were with some group or something, and they were probably wondering why you were talking to me at all. But that's all. I didn't care. Anyway. But yeah, I can understand the whole spiritual level thing, and you know that sort of feeds. Given today's world, being able to have a heat source and a cooking source and a signal source and all that other stuff, which is what a fire is.
Yeah.
They used to tell us when I was stationed in Europe, and we would we'd have these 50-mile-per-hour winds whipping at us with snow up to our fourth point of contact, and they would come in and tell us, don't worry, trooper, soon you're going to have a good meal, and that's going to bolster your spirits. It'll be hot. And I'm like, let me just stick my face in it. But they were correct. If I ate something hot, it did bolster my spirit. So anything good to fire up the soul is a good thing. I think that's splendid.
Well, I think, Bill, it's nice psychologically. Now, hey, look, anywhere I'm at, I can start a fire. You know, if I'm carrying concealed. Right.
Yeah.
I think there's something psychological there. You got to train it, though. You got to train it. When people sign up refinedsavages.com and get it, we're actually going to send these out where there's a lot of extras, so you can train it. Don't just put it away. I think that's the problem with a lot of that stuff, like, you know, any survival stuff, what have you, is you know, it's tools, it's training, and it's skills, right? Or no, knowledge and skills. And I think the equipment has to be conducive to play with it, right? And actually, even if you're in your backyard, heck, just pull it out and try starting a fire, you know? Figure out what it takes to do that with the stuff.
Yeah.
Now, see, you've got this flashlight. See, I'm not a big mount a flashlight on a gun kind of guy, but you have a magazine-mounted flashlight.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
oh,
that's a pretty... It must be doing very well because it's out of stock.
No, it hasn't been launched yet.
It's done something different.
Launched. Well, yeah, and I don't know much time we have, but essentially the biggest issue I've had with lights, Bill and Keita, is, I always got to change my holster, pretty practically.
Yes.
And I like the holster I got from my concealed carry, and I got to, you know, put a lip weapon mounted. Another thing, I hate the way what lights are designed. They're so narrow, and they're overpowered, quite frankly. So, we said, hey, let's make it broader. Let's have it pointed downward. So you, when you hold it, you're holding the pistol high, like a compressed high ready. Or imagine pull back to your chest and the muzzle high with your finger off the trigger. Because 99% of what we search, we're not ready to destroy. So goodness, let's not point the muzzle, no, the barrel
right.
at it. And where can we put it? Well, let's put it on the magazine. I have one mag in my gun. I have one in my pocket. Boom, I got two lights. All right. And it doesn't print. That's what's other crazy too. It's a little bit longer, but because it's rounded, it doesn't, printing means showing through your cloth if you carry appendix or even 4 o'clock on your side, you know, in the back there. So, you know, we're really proud of that pistol, that Lifefire product, that light. It's the torch. We use it a ton. Like, it's vetted. We've been dinking with that for over 18 months, and it's just ready to hit the market. We're quite excited on that.
Well.
Yeah, so you can point your light without pointing the muzzle.
So, just so you know, Mike, I have your number. I'll be calling you later to have a chat with you. I have an idea for you.
Okay.
And, of course, this is some good stuff. But, I mean, Keita, of course, you, do you have a cert pistol?
I do.
So that's probably, is that like your, do you take
training.
It with you when you're on the road? Yeah. Yeah.
For training.
And when you're home in the lovely balmy Wisconsin?
Yes. Balmy Wisconsin.
Listen,
it's actually about 80 degrees here right now.
We're running out of time to find out about the cert pistol. Go to nextleveltraining.com to find out about the fire starting kit and the torch. Go to refinedsavages.com. 180firearmstraining.com is where you can find stuff out about Keita. She trains people that they can't have their pictures taken. Serious stuff. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye, Mike.
Cheers.
Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.